This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. Drier conditions have finally made their way to South America. We'll have more right after this.
Here's a special spring offer for Iowa Agribusiness Radio listeners. Right now, receive 15% off your soil testing costs with Farmers Edge Laboratories. With fast turnaround times, get your results in under 3 days. Experience exclusive pricing and shipping programs designed to meet your budget and timeline requirements. Take advantage of this special offer by calling 888-576-6777 or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more.
With drier conditions finally in South America, farmers in Brazil and Argentina have been allowed to catch up on harvest. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather conditions.
Clear skies for Brazil. For most of the country, there is some areas in the very south that are seeing some excessive rains. The northern portion of Brazil does see some good rains, but the bulk of the country is still under dry conditions here as they try to finish out that soybean harvest and first crop corn harvest. You got the Argentina seeing a little bit of the drier area in the central and south portions of the country. Some of the northern portions do see some better rains along with that area in Brazil that are getting some excess rain. If you go out to the 6 to 10 day, it looks pretty much the same as the 1 to 5 day. So we'll continue that that band of storms that come across the south and of Brazil and the northern portion as well. But leaving the middle section open, as you look at the 11 to 15 day, it is fairly dry for most of Brazil and Argentina. So they should be getting a good push through harvest.
McBride said harvest in Brazil is moving steadily towards completion.
Brazil just about finished with soybeans, 94%, in line with where they were at last year and the five-year average. So just about done getting into that first crop corn, which is only about 25% of their overall production. 79%, that does put them ahead of last year, but still 4% behind the five-year average of 83.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.